Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There were people that came over to put a new headboard in the house, a new bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Carla bought a bed frame because she's constantly purchasing.
Yes.
And they were...
Hey, you wear out the old one, guy?
I'm in the studio.
We broke the bed.
Yeah, bam. We busted it. That's so disgusting.
It was the first or second time in Reno. I remember it.
And you were...
Because, you know what? Bam, I have a consciousness, too, that's like... Uh-oh, it's happening. But that's like knowing
like
that...
Like in Bird Box?
Yeah, well, it's like I realize a plane is crashing, but I can't stop the plane from crashing. I just know there's trouble ahead.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Is this on? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey! Hey!
Hey, how have you been?
Hi, guys!
Hey. Jennifer?
It's Jennifer!
How long has it been?
It's been a long time coming.
Is Noonski?
Yeah, I'm back. I spent 7 months in Croatia.
Croatia?
Yeah, visiting relatives. Hi!
I didn't know you had Croatian heritage.
How are you? It's so great to be back. Hi! Happy 2019!
I didn't know you were Croatian.
I'm Croatian through and through. You should check out my 26 and me.
26?
What? Anyway, how's everybody doing? Happy 2019.
It's so good to see you.
Happy New Year.
Have you lost weight?
No, you know that. You're being silly. You're being silly because you know
I'm game.
Yeah, that explains the extra three. That makes up the 26.
I'm game. I was trying to sound a little bit more. You know, I was trying to sound a little bit more girlish, but if I really relax, well, let me stand up.
No. No need. No need.
Here we go.
No.
Yeah, two words, Croatian breakfast.
Yeah, say, but are those new culottes?
Those are not new culottes. Those are sensible mom jeans. Now listen, stop being silly.
I'm just being
making
silly.
Things up.
Excited to have you back. You can understand
my
excitement. I'd like
to say hi to all the people that were sending me postcards, and especially my number one fan, the number one guy who's out there who likes me, Paul Christine.
You're using his real name?
Hi, Paulie.
Hi, Mr. Christine.
Let me just say, I'd like to go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Manhattan, too. Oh, it's great to see you guys.
Jennifer. When you Jennifer, when we last heard from you, it was pretty abrupt as far as your departure.
Yeah,
I know. I had a sick relative.
Mike called it a sabbatical.
I can explain it now. Excuse me.
Did you catch something on the plane? Did you fly Croatian Air? Or is it Air Croatia? I can never remember.
I got a tickle.
Yeah. I know they're not known for... They don't have a Croatian Air Oscar.
You don't do a character long enough, it makes you laugh, and then you just can't do it.
They're not good at wiping down the trays.
They don't filter the air
out. No, they don't.
I had a cousin. I had a cousin who was very, very ill.
Yeah.
And she had a parasite. And I'm the only living relative, and I had to go over there. She will go nameless, even though she does not speak the language. She has asked for anonymity. So
she asked for what?
Anonymity. Anonymity.
Jennifer, is it true?
Yeah, it's funnier when we get started, isn't it?
Is it true?
It wasn't funny during the pre-show, but it's funny now.
Because you're excited.
Is it true
that
hold on just a second. I've got a little breakfast. There we are.
Nice.
Is it true that here,
toast your strudel? What?
The parasite eats you, and there you eat the parasite.
Well, this particular parasite. I really don't want to go into details about her illness.
That's fine. Right? But I think what Oscar is referring to is.
Can you stop it, please? Because you can make jokes all you want, but not about this, okay? She can't see.
Well, it's not a joke, really.
She can no longer see. Oscar's. You understand that? She can no longer see.
It might be a blessing in disguise.
Stop it, you.
But what Oscar's referring to is the ancient Croatian tradition, and it's not funny. It's just, it's steeped in tradition that you return the favor by eating the parasite after the parasite eats you. It's an ancient Croatian tradition.
No, that's not true. No, we're not savages. We don't live in caves. I'm so happy to be back working for Mr. Michael S. O'Meara Esquire. So, although he's not a lawyer. He's a dumbass. He's in the back. He's hysterical back there.
He must have a good
time. He's just laughing. I know. Well, he's not going to have to do his own schedule anymore, and he's very, very happy about that. And there are two things I've been brought back in for, to get his schedule in line and whip the tar out of Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. But I'm back, and
when did you return? When did you return?
Right after the new year.
Oh, so you spent Christmas in Croatia.
Christmas in Croatia is wonderful. Can you tell us about it?
Netflix special.
Well, there are different traditions in Croatia. Croatia, all of the children on Christmas Eve are terrified.
Are they?
They're terrified.
Why?
Well, they're afraid of... They love Sinterklaas, which is the variant of Santa Claus, St. Nicholas. But they're very, very... They're very, very scared of Blukstiksflotting.
Blukstiksflotting?
Mm. Yeah, Blukstiksflotting is a scary wood nymph who comes out with very long teeth and very long fangs. And if you've been a bad boy or girl, you are taken into the forest and boiled into his soup pot.
Oh, dear. Well, that's a good reason to be well behaved.
So be taken away and murdered, of course.
Now, does Sinterklaas, does he reward the good kids?
Oh, yes, he does. Every single child who's behaved well all year gets a stick of gum in his or her sock. It's not a traditional stocking. It's a real sock. And here's the important thing.
Yes.
The sock has to be worn.
Oh, not laundered.
The sock has to be worn and preferably during the afternoon family skate. And after the sock is worn, it's hung up by the stove, not the mantle, the stove.
Yeah.
And each sock is hung on a burner. Well, a burner dial.
That's the burner dial. Yeah.
Right. But it's complicated. Oh, it's so great to be back. It really is.
Now,
Carla Karlazov. Activewear. Activewear.
Now, we never really addressed this when you were previously.
Carla wearing activewear. What?
When you were working with Mike before, I know sometimes there's a little tension between you and the missus.
Well, she had her way, the young way, and I had my way, the traditional way.
The traditional Croatian way.
But we straightened things out, didn't we? Oh, she's looking at me now. Bye! Bye! Have a wonderful time working out. Work out. You can do something more productive, you know. Feed the poor!
What is the traditional role of the woman in the Croatian household?
In the Croatian household.
When they're not battling the parasites.
That's right.
When you're not, any of the other problems.
And the women that have sight, because I imagine the blind women are excused, like your cousin who can't see.
The tradition. Can you stop, please? All right? You love a fantasy more than Harry Potter.
I do.
I will tell you this. The traditional role of the Croatian woman is to, one, bear children. Number two, prepare the evening meal. The midday meal is, of course, taken in the forest.
Is it?
Yes, of
is
course.
It? Now, in the forest, is it mostly like foraging in the forest? Do you eat nuts and berries?
No, I'd say we subsist on a diet of moss and mushrooms. Yep. Exclusively.
What about
in the old days?
What about the feral clown population that comes out at night?
Oh, no, now, see, that's tied into Santa Claus. You're going to get me down a whole bunny hole,
yeah,
or whatever they call it. Rabbit hole? Is it a rabbit hole or a bunny trail? What the hell is it? I don't care.
I think it's something like that. It's a bunny trail. Yeah.
Bunny trail.
If you would like to see, I got something to share. I got something to share with you boys that I got in Croatia.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very nice tattoo. Oh. Take a look at my tattoo.
Look at that.
Look at that. Isn't that nice?
Now, that's something written in your native language, obviously.
Looks like a serpent.
No, it's a symbol. It's got it looks like a series of hammers. It looks like a, can you see it? It looks like it's got one hammer pointing up, one down.
Yeah.
Well, what does it look like to you? I'm just showing it.
It looks awfully red and puffy.
Huh?
It looks red and puffy.
Well, I know it's irritated because I only got it like 5 days ago, and it might have a minor infection. This person, here's the strange thing. I was coming through the airport, and they saw my new tattoo, and he said, ma'am, you're going to have to take off the bandage. And then the transportation person, you know, who's lucky to be working anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. Am I right, sister?
Said to me, excuse me, ma'am, are you a white supremacist? I said, no! Shut your mouth! Shut your mouth! He said, well, you're wearing a swastika. I said, it is not. Yeah. It is a native design.
I thought it was a hammer and sickle.
No, it's not that.
Well, with all the swelling, it looks sort of just like a checkerboard, but I can see the swastika now.
Oh, God. I'm going to have it removed. I have another miscalculation from the Wisniewskis.
Well, you don't have to have it removed. You could have it converted into something else, like a picture of something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What could I have it made into?
Well, you could, a symbol of the day and light, a yin-yang.
Yin-yang,
I could have it made into a labyrinth. Wouldn't that be fun?
You are fun.
Oh, well, one last piece of news before
Please.
I let you go.
Yes.
I know this is a family show. I hate to do this, and I'm not sure why, and I haven't seen my doctor yet, but I just wanted to pass along to you.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my period yet.
Oh, not yet.
No. And somebody said, well, have you been with someone? I said, of course not. All I've done is I've eaten a lot of paprika.
Maybe.
And I don't know what's going on.
Maybe the parasite ate it?
Oh, you and the parasite, Mr. Man. If I was pregnant, let me just tell you this. It would be more than the Immaculate Conception. Okay. It would be the miracle on 30 Jennifer Street. Start the goddamn show, you silly gooses.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what? I am going to be happy this year. I am going to make myself happy.
Do you want us to leave the room? Or?
Every day, I am going to do one thing I have never done before. That, my friends, is my New Year's resolution.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah?
Mine is to pilot a commercial jet.
That's a good one too, Phoebes. Now all you have to do is find a plane load of people whose resolution is to plummet to their deaths.
Maybe your resolution should be not to make fun of your friends, especially the ones who may soon be flying you to Europe for free on their own plane. She has a better chance of sprouting wings and flying up your nose than you do of not making fun of us.
In fact, I'll bet you $50 you can't go the whole year without making fun of us. You know what? Better yet, a week.
I'll take that bet, my friend. And you know what? Paying me the $50 can be the new thing you do that day. And it starts right now.
All right, my New Year's resolution is to learn how to play guitar.
Oh. Really? How come?
Well, you know those special skills I have listed on my resume? I would love it if one of those was true.
Do you want me to teach you? I'm a great teacher.
Oh, really? Who have you taught?
Well, I taught me, and I loved me. Hey, Rach, maybe your resolution should be to, gossip less. Well, I don't gossip. Well, maybe sometimes I find out things, or I hear something, and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service. Doesn't mean I'm a gossip. I mean, would you call Ted Koppel a gossip?
Well, if Ted Koppel talked about his co-workers' botched boob jobs, yeah, I would.
your buddy Rob Spiewak is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever known.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the blood-filled Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From New York, New York, to Los Angeles, California, from Portland, Maine, to Portland, Oregon.
I love
from,
that one.
From Nairobi to Belfast, from Paris, France, to Tokyo, Japan.
Look at that.
From Malaysia to Manchester, Connecticut, Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And, you know, I noticed that on the vacation. I noticed that there are a lot of guys that are younger, much younger than I am, that are follically challenged. And by the time they notice, it's too late. The solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions, people, backed by science, no nonsense, plus no waiting rooms. No awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's easy. It's peasy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. They've made it easy to get what you need. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And yes, for 2019, we brought back the lovely Jennifer Wisniewski. How is the audio there? Listen, when we do this, let me explain how I do this.
Yeah.
I'm connected with the boys up in Washington all morning long when we do a show. So if I'm going to do something, I need a vacation to really do it and play with it, because otherwise I don't want anybody hearing what I'm doing, because I sound like a absolute psychopath. We had, I don't know who was coming up. There were people that came over to put a new headboard in the house, a new bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Carla bought a bed frame because she's constantly purchasing.
Yes.
And they were...
you wear out the old one, guy?
I'm in the studio.
We broke the bed.
Yeah.
Bam.
We busted it.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting. So not true. But anyway, so on... Able to be true. But anyway, my physical condition. We'll get to that later in the show.
Hims.
So I'm doing Jennifer Wisniewski, and I'm going, hi, hello, and I'm singing, and I'm being a woman in the studio, and these two guys come right by. The front door is right next to our window down here, and they come by, and I have one guy looking at me, and he's just got his mouth open with his head cocked at that ankle, and I'm going, I love a parade, which is one of the things I say all the time. And I'm looking at him. So my question is, as far as a sound check, I never really check it with you guys. Did it sound okay? Did Ms.
Wisniewski
sound
okay? She sounded
great. The best she's ever sounded.
She sounded
great. That's why I kind of
thought
I tweaked it,
yeah,
you know, with this limited technology that we have here.
Her sabbatical. But, she sounded great.
She didn't sound like she was in a bathroom, because sometimes she does.
I know. It's because she's, anyway, that's behind the scenes. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy 2019. So much to talk about. So much to cover. I would like to, later on, I don't even know if we're going to get to it today, I will tell you about how Legoland damn near killed me.
You made a post that really, really rung true with me, so I can't wait to hear about this.
And I'd like to talk to Oscar about being in Florida. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about Rob Spiewak and his lack of Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff going on in our worlds. There really is. But we must lead with something that came to my attention shortly after the Christmas party. And Rob, I'm going to make you feel better.
Okay.
Because both you and I were going at it really, really hard.
Yeah, we were.
On the Christmas party show. This is how I know. When I'm ready to do that third show of the day, yeah, which was the second bonus show, you know that it's completely, and that would have been a total disaster.
Of course.
All right. I have from the old days when I used to make an income, I used to have a retirement account, and I have a guy that manages my retirement account. And this is how I know how loaded I was. I called him.
Oh,
I
no.
drunkenly called my financial advisor and got out literally of the stock market, got out of it. And you know what? And here's the weird thing. After I sobered up, I was mortified. I said, what have I done? Oh, my God. And now just watching it up, down,
yeah.
I'm fine just being out of it now. I don't.
When you
I
called just, him, were you talking like Mr. Potter?
I was just, I'd like you to take everything out. This guy's out of his mind, George. I want you to pull out now. And all I know is that I was calling people. I was drinking an Aperol spritz, which is Prosecco and this thing called Aperol, but I don't drink like I used to.
Right.
And so by the end of the day, I think I was in bed by 6 o'clock. I was out. I was completely done. And then kind of the postmortem was the following day on Saturday where I got a butt dial from you, Rob, where you
butt-dialed
me. Yeah,
and then you called me back, and we actually spoke
for
a while.
And I said, hey, how you doing? And I said, oh, how'd everything go? And that's when I found out that something very bad happened, because as bad as I was and out of control as I was, apparently the grand dam, the numero uno, the head honcho, the trophy winner for bad behavior at this year's 2018 TMOS Christmas party, surrounded, I should say, at Podcast Village by clients who were still working that day.
Oh, luckily, mostly employees, luckily.
Mostly employee, Mr. Rob Spiewak. And that's why we kick it
Before we begin, I'd like to issue a blanket apology and an explanation.
Oh, no. Rob.
An explanation.
No. We have to, we can't apologize before we say what happened.
All right, well, then let me just say this as a bedrock piece of foundation to the story. Is that, yes, I was matching Mike drink for drink, but I probably would have been okay.
You were drinking hard liquor.
Yeah, I had switched to, by the time we got to the final show, I had switched to Crown just with ice. And not a lot of ice.
I think you switched to Crown halfway through the regular show.
But by the time, I think that it was it was a very pure mix.
Crown Royal Whiskey,
If you listen back to, I would say, it might have been in the bonus show for
right.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you not in the know, feel free to listen back. There is a moment where I say, enough for Rob Spiewak. He's going to get out of control. And then he does
in
what
the bonus show.
In the
you
bonus
say that?
Show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we're skipping all over the
yes.
place. I want to really take it ground line. But when did the technical meltdown? Did that happen in the bonus show? Where
no, I was okay
broke?
Through the end of the show.
No,
I think.
You broke as a person and as a producer in the bonus show.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's start. Where do you want, Oscar? This is because you're there and I'm here.
And I was the most sober by design.
You were.
Okay.
Because I had to work after our job, so yes. I had to
right.
be as responsible
yeah, you had
as
to
possible.
Coordinate with clients, had to get me alive.
So just a thumbnail. The holiday show, Christmas show went fantastic. Carla joined us. Everybody was celebrating, some more than others. But
yeah,
before,
it was really great. Before, it was really great. Thanks to everybody that came.
Before we went on air, there was a big powwow that said, look, this is going to be a lot of fun, but we're in a business within a business. Let's not be the one. And the one is the one that everybody knows at their holiday party that everybody's talking about all through the holidays because they did something.
Right.
I, because I'm here in a private home. Was not privy to that discussion.
Yes.
Apparently you did that. Yes. That pep talk was for the troops that were here.
It was for everybody. He said, look, respect the space, respect the place, have a great time. Sure. Let's not get too crazy, right?
Yes.
Now, we've never really had to have that pep talk, but there are new players and there are new people that have come to the holiday party. So it was kind of just like an informal, hey, this is the story. We're still trying to have a great broadcast.
Right.
The broadcast comes first. That's paramount.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was, and I had even pulled off the idea earlier in the week of even having, you know, doing it that way. I was worried about it, and then I said, no, let's have people come in and visit. People like Dan Cole, who wrote the most marvelous email to all of us, really nice.
So sweet.
And, you know, and Zoolander, who comes by, and Charlie Burney, who runs the operation, he was into it. It was a positive. And the thing is, we've worked with Rob for a long time, and I knew that Rob kicks it into a level where, and your tell is this, you will utter a sentence, like you will say, well, I'd never do that unless my mother was coming with me.
Oh, yeah, the drink is following the
drink,
line. Yeah.
Sentence, drink, every single time you uttered something.
You're right.
And the funnier that you thought you were.
And the key to that is
the bigger a tug you take.
And if you listen back, the key is the funnier that I thought I was, because it wasn't funny at any point.
Yeah. Well, no, you're very funny.
You were killing, and then we like any other drinking show, we went off the rails for a little bit, got back on.
Yeah, we finished good,
and then
I think.
Finished strong.
The only time I remember you ever, because you and I have both done it for our careers. But the one time I remember where it affected the show was, I don't remember which live show it was, but it was one of the live shows where you were mainline. It was Green Bottles, I think. You were drinking beer on stage.
It was the first or second time in Reno. I remember it.
And you were...
Because, I have a consciousness, too, that's like, uh-oh, it's happening. But that's like knowing
like
that...
in Bird Box?
Yeah, well, it's like I realize a plane is crashing, but I can't stop the plane from crashing. I just know there's trouble ahead. Yeah. And what drives me crazy is that, as a rule, 364 and a half days of the year, I'm a great drinker. I know what I'm doing. But it was a great environment. The liquor was...
You had a lot of steam to blow off.
A lot of steam to blow off. We're staring at vacation. And you know what? I mismanaged it. And I hate that.
But
I'm not good
at
many things.
Oscar, let me just say this. On my end, there was a tiny technical thing at the end of the show that was kind of wobbly, but nothing that I considered... like super egregious.
Right.
I thought, because we cover it, especially at the end of the bonus show, where we're all going rah, rah, like that. I was fine. So much so that I said, let's do another one like that. And then I think I said, nah, let's not do another one.
Yeah,
let's call it a day. And then I went out to ruin my own personal life, you know, by calling financial people. What kind of rube idiot does that? A guy that wants to lose it all. Yes, sir. But anyway, so after I said goodbye to you guys, and I guess that's when the real fun starts. I have two questions before I let you go.
Okay.
All right, with this. The Josh Murphy. I saw some posts on social media. Was he asleep downstairs?
Josh Murphy enjoyed himself, but it wasn't the type of party that Josh, I think, was really aware of until his girlfriend that he brought went home in an Uber, and Josh decided to, frankly, just sit there and say, I'm having the best time of my life, and then...
Okay, so that's it.
Yep.
So in other words, you're confirming he was looped.
Yes, he was
looped, and people were taking funny pictures.
Yeah.
In our case, we're taking pictures of the guy, posting him on social media.
Sure.
In a fraternity, you would be dipping his hand in warm water.
Or drawing a mustache
on his face. Yeah. All right, so that's true. So I leave you guys, and the party continued, Oscar, after this?
This is really...
semi-remarkable, yet, I guess, a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, and I don't know where we are on the schedule break-wise.
Give us a teaser, then let's step away and come back.
Give us a teaser, then we'll break and come back with it.
We went from the studio to our annex downstairs on
the second floor,
which is more of a co-working area. And at that point, I witnessed what was vintage Rob Spiewak holding court with everyone at one of our big tables that seats eight.
This is pre-tragedy, right?
This is pre-tragedy, yes.
All right.
And he is laughing. He's regaling.
This is a tease, by the way. Yes, we're teasing here. We're teasing.
I would say the happiest man in Northwest D.C. He is the happiest man I've ever seen, I've ever heard. And then he decides to do something.
That's a good enough tease for me.
I will say this. It's really hard to stay at the top of the mountain.
We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm looking forward to this. We'll be right back.
In the new year, let's all resolve to be more supportive of the ones we love. What do I mean? Like your kids? No, your kids suck ass. I mean the lovable scamps on the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy the bonus show. Shop through their sponsors. Try the products they endorse. Be best.
Welcome back. That's a weird one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Carla is doing this 80-day thing. What's the 80-day thing she's doing on Beachbody On Demand?
It's look, some 80-day... And I talked to your wife over the break briefly.
Yeah, Carla loves Beachbody On Demand. We're going to tell you about it here in just a
that
second.
That challenge, just it keeps you accountable for your workouts. The 80-day challenge is just one part of what Beachbody offers. It is a slew of hundreds of different exercises
everything.
In one app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beachbody On Demand, it is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of workouts that you can do from the comfort of your living room. She has it on her iPad, and she does it every single day. It's fun to watch.
Killing
I told you about the whatever the thing where she lifts her legs up and she leans forward and
the Brazilian butt lift
or whatever. It's great. Beachbody On Demand is wonderful. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Pyo, Hip Hop Apps, all of them. Get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know, like Sean, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese.
Yes.
I hear the trainers that Carla is working with. And she's like, she's over there. I'm like, okay. I said, I'm in my easy chair going, go to it, honey.
80 day obsession.
80 day obsession. She's on day 46 of it. Atta girl.
All right. I love Autumn Calabrese because you can hear her motivating people, and she's amazing. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels that you can access on any smart device. I know Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. I really want you to try this service. You can track Carla's workouts and see how she's doing. She's halfway there on the 80-day thing. And right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks. Just text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and the results plan that will get you super fast results and support totally free. And I'm going to say something seriously here. I've never seen my wife, who is a pretty decent-looking person.
Oh, yeah.
I have never seen her look better. She's getting such results with Beachbody On Demand. You will, too. Again, text TMOS to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand, and we thank you. We take you now back to the day Friday before Christmas, where we had our holiday party at the Podcast Village Studios. I was enjoying some adult beverages. Oscar had a few. Rob had a few more.
A lot. And I continued after the show quite well.
Down into the, what do you call it?
The annex.
Annex. And we still had a bunch of people that were hanging out that wanted the party to continue because it's midday. It's lunchtime at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Let me clarify before I continue this cautionary tale that we only were, I would say, the team and the quote-unquote party was down there for another half hour to 45 minutes more. It wasn't like people went down to eat Jimmy's wings and the entire breakfast he brought.
Yeah,
have a little lunch. It wasn't like people were doing shots or there was another party that happened. It was people sitting around a table eating, and some people were drinking. And again, where we left off is where Rob was really the happiest man and the happiest I've seen him all 2018.
Let me just clarify that there was alcohol available after the broadcast.
Yes, there was.
So in the annex downstairs on the second floor, you're saying it would just lasted a few more minutes.
Yes.
But there was alcohol.
There was.
Oh, it never stopped.
Yes.
You might have chosen.
If you wanted something, you could have something.
Mm. Okay.
At this point,
a thirsty audience.
I remember looking over into the co-working space and saying to my wife, saying, this is the happiest I've seen Rob. This is the way it should be all the time. Happy. Happy right. And people laughing at his jokes and enjoying his time.
What he is right now, Mike, he's describing in Hawaii, December 6th of 1941. Everything is great.
Okay, yes. Shut up. Let him tell the story.
And right. Then he says, I must go to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And he stands up and announces that. And everyone's like, all right, man. No need to make a big deal out of it. But he's hammered. And he trundles out of the annex into what is the restroom on the second floor of this building.
After I heard what happened, I saw one picture. Because there are a lot of pictures taken down in that annex. There are a lot of people that were taking some pictures. And I see a picture of Rob. And the expression on Rob's face is that he's just like, with the eyes kind of like at that half mask. Mm-hmm.
There won't be a lot of pictures of me because I wasn't there very long.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back and look.
I have a picture of you in the aftermath.
So do I.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not share that with Mike out of respect to you and the show.
Thank you, Oscar. That's a good guy.
You have a picture?
Oh, I wanted to wait till today.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, wow.
I remember posing for the picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I need to take a picture of this in case you don't wake up.
So so you're just covering yourself?
Oh, no. I was making sure everybody knew. Let's not read ahead.
Please, please.
All right. I'm looking. Hold on. I'm just looking.
Well, I haven't sent it to you, Mike.
All right. So there's nothing text-wise between Rob and me. Or you and I about your situation.
No, we spoke. We actually just spoke. Yeah.
Yeah, we spoke, and I'll give credit to Rob. He fessed up right away, but you've got the photo, so he trundles off to the bathroom.
He goes to the restroom. I would say maybe 5 minutes go by, and look, if someone's going big potty, I'm not one to go knock on the door and see if everything's okay.
Right.
And you looked as hammered as you were on the show when you walked out. It wasn't... If someone is hammered and they're able to articulate, I'm going to the restroom. I was like, he's going to the restroom.
However, I will say this. Sometimes when you stand and start to move,
yes,
your relationship with your liver changes. And I felt it come on.
Gravity?
Yeah, well, I felt it come on the bathroom.
When you stood in the annex, when you got up to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I felt it coming on, and then when I got to the bathroom and I went and it was big potty.
Wait a second.
All right.
I apologize. Don't read ahead. He's gone for 5 minutes. He's gone for 10 minutes. And then somebody walks in from the outside and says, I hear somebody puking in the restroom.
Oh, no, that's false.
Okay, again, don't know because I'm not in there. That's what someone said.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm like, oh, no.
I can explain it, but it's false.
So at this point, now you go into, kind of brother, father, let's figure out what's going on mode. And what I like to call the Tommy boy is you knock on the door you say, housekeeping,
right,
to make sure that you're okay or you're not okay. Is my comrade in arms alive or not? Can I help him out? Well, I know he's hammered, did it to himself. What is going on? No answer. So I'm like, maybe he just wants his privacy for another 4 to 5 minutes.
Right.
At this point, I would say a good 15 has gone by, and I start getting concerned.
Rob, are you okay in there?
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
So somebody actually did hear retching in there?
They heard a commotion.
Okay. Okay.
They considered it retching.
All right.
And at that point, we went into, let's find out if we can help Rob time. Now,
what's the time that's elapsed at this point?
15 minutes tops. We knocked at 10 minutes. So another 5 goes by, and I'm like, all right, we got to break in this joint. We don't know what's going on.
You're having a heart attack.
I have to defer to him because my concept of time is compromised at this point.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
So we have people with their head up against the door. We're trying to figure out a way to break in to get them out.
Are people meanwhile talking through the door? Rob, are you okay? That type of stuff?
Yes, and he's not answering at that moment. So we're like,
Are you hearing? Maybe do you remember hearing people?
I don't remember hearing voices. So I don't know if they talked or if I was just that oblivious to it. I don't think I ever passed out.
So you finally say something in return where it's like, I'll be right out.
Of course.
Where we're like, all right, he's just a little embarrassed. Maybe he's cleaning up. Now.
Are you going to send me a picture?
Yes, I will get to that in 2 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
At this point, this is great, I walk I haven't in seen it. And yeah. I say to the crew, I said, all right, party's gone on too far. Because you start thinking about liabilities, and it doesn't matter how
sure.
We're all adults here. But right. We're in a business within another business.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Said, there are others that we have to consider.
It's time to wrap it up. Like, yeah. If Rob, who is a pillar of drinking, has gone too far, it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, you never know where, you know, one of the interns, like yes. Adrian Garcia, is going to be hanging off the, you know, jumping out the window or something.
True enough.
Luckily, he Adrian Garcia was probably the most sober of everyone. I don't even know if he really drank that much because
yeah, I don't think he, touched
he was taking more photos than he was drinking.
Well, you
drinking.
Don't need that kind of yeah. stimulus
don't,
when
don't
you're when you're high all the time.
So, Rob Spiewak walks in to the annex, and thank God, Jimmy and I had line of sight for him, and no one else did because they were all talking at the table, having a good time, eating food, and Jimmy and I look at each other like there's a problem because there is what is the abominable snowman walking through the door with blood. On his face.
Blood on his face.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, at this point, we decide to take the situation outside. And by we, I mean me.
I do recall being grabbed by each arm.
Yes.
Turned and walked out of the annex.
We goon hand him and walk him out of the building to have an honest conversation with him. Because if you remember, and anybody that remembers any sort of National Geographic movie when you were in...
Let's elementary
say,
school?
I would say middle school.
Okay.
When you study the Egyptian pharaohs and you remember the Sphinx, right?
Sphinx.
Sphinx, sorry.
The Sphinx.
Yeah, Sphinx.
Yeah, he was a championship boxer.
Yeah, he was a great boxer.
In ancient Egypt.
The Sphinx. The Sphinx. Show title, Sphinx. Mm-hmm. The Sphinx. And you remember that, oh man, like at one point, its nose for the Sphinx was intact.
Right.
And then... After decades went by.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the damage that's done on the front of the Sphinx.
Yes. Mm.
So where the nose is busted off.
I was now staring at the Sphinx that was busted up by looters years later.
Is there any evidence that we can see
there's
right
a little,
now?
There's a little remnant. It's healing nicely. But
all right,
yeah,
that's good.
But do me a favor while I get the picture up and I describe Mike. Walk over to Mike and give him a profile shot of your nose for his camera.
Sure.
Because this is now what I'm witnessing as I'm about to dial 911. Now look at that nose. Give him a nice profile shot.
Is that about right?
Come a little to your right.
A little to your right. There you go.
The other side. No,
the other side.
Towards Oscar. Okay.
Okay.
I see that. Okay. Very good.
Now,
very good.
There is a dent on his nose.
Yep.
And there's also a missing patch from his face of facial hair right underneath his nose.
Now that's not true because you see this. I need to address right now.
Okay. You will. Hold on a second.
All right.
Jesus. And I realized, oh my God, this man has taken a fall, ripped his mustache off, and busted up his nose all at once.
Oh, for Christ's sake, send me the picture, please. Okay. Send me the picture. All right, I want to see what we're talking about.
Okay, I did not. You see, one thing that you need to understand, I shave between my nose. It's called your philtrum. The dent under your nose, I shave that. So there was nothing ripped off.
I know you it do, just, David Niven.
It was just cleanly shaved. That's right, Clark Gable.
Especially when it's going to be a lovely day. Trimming happens.
No, I shave there and I shave on either side.
You have certain, your hair, your facial hair takes on all sorts of different forms.
I mean, so it has to be corrected.
I hate the long when you do the long stuff.
Okay. I stay away from that though.
I almost came to you today with 4 days.
I had 4 days
of beard.
Because in 4 days, we can look like Nick Nolte.
Why do you shave that piece of hair?
I think it looks tidy.
Oh, it looks like you messed up.
No, I didn't mess up.
No, I know. But for everyone else, it looks like you're infirmed and you messed up. Because I've shown this picture, but they said, what happened to his facial? Did it get ripped off?
Well, you're showing it to idiots then, because I look awesome.
There is a bruise from the top of his head all the way through. There's a minor scrape above his eye,
mm-hmm.
and then there is a chunk. You didn't break your nose?
No. No, and no symptoms of anything.
Is it okay if I show this?
I don't care.
To, you know, on my camera?
Yeah.
Here, so that's what we're...
Handsome. On the contrary, I didn't think I looked that good.
Did your nose start to bleed?
I remember when what happened.
And by the way, Rob's telling the truth, Oscar. He didn't lose a chunk of.
I know.
Of mustache.
I figured that out after the fact.
He got, but that is a massive. Now, how much blood was there, Rob?
Here's the thing I need to say is that by the time I got to the bathroom to take a leak, I was at the point where, and I'm sure we've all been there when you have
to go see Gum. And hi, everybody.
When you have to pee, you have to lean or hold.
You got to go.
But I mean, my balance was off. Yeah.
Is there chin damage done too?
No, there's no chin damage. No, it was all
little chin music.
It was all forehead and nose.
I beg to differ.
No, that's just chin. Blood.
No, that's
dripping blood.
We had to clean him up. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
was he gushing?
No, he was not. We didn't have a gusher.
Well, you see, let me. Now
you're such a divot.
Now it's my turn to tell the story. Because when I turned to finish peeing and I felt my feet go out from under me, I'm not sure if I hit the sink because I don't know how I could hit the bridge of my nose that hard and remove that kind of dent. But I definitely hit the floor because that was the forehead. That was the forehead cut. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, I'm laying there and I remember saying to myself, the S word, because I said, well, this is bad. I shouldn't have fallen down.
This is bad, oh, S, Rob.
And then, again, it's the whole theory of you're on a crashing plane and you can't stop it, because I know there's trouble.
Let me tell you about your brother, though. Your brother is so kind and generous.
My hero.
Let me just tell you what he is.
My hero.
He is, and you should know this. You know, in conversations we both had during the, you know, after, first of all, it was very little of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of apprising because I only talked to him about it. I think with a Christmas call or whatever. Hey, you know, Happy New Year. You know, what's going on? It was not the purpose of, hey, what happened? But I mean, he was like, you know, I think Oscar said something along the lines of, we all have our days, which we do.
Yeah.
And that was just, I thought that was super cool. And you told me he's the guy that got you into the
only thing
the,
I feel,
the
only
that.
Thing I really feel bad about is that, and this is a skip ahead.
Mm.
By the time I got home safely and got to bed, I had missed a dozen texts from you checking on me because I was asleep until 4 o'clock the next morning.
No worries.
So
you should know that.
But the text got more and more panicky. It's like, just a hello would be nice because he really did take care of me, and I really do. And I thank
Jimmy Cerrito as well.
And Mac,
Kelsey.
Kelsey and Adrian.
Yes.
I texted them all, and I said to them this. Thank you for taking care of me when I'm not at my best, because I truly wasn't. Because when I hit the bathroom floor, I said,
that's where the divot came out of your nose.
I said, why is the floor wet? I didn't wash my hand, and I put down, and I realized it was enough blood from my face
mm-hmm.
that the floor felt wet. When you cut your nose, it gushes.
Yes, it does.
It bleeds. And that's what I was embarrassed about the whole thing, but my immediate thing was I got myself up amazingly by myself, and I think I did a pretty good job of cleaning up the bathroom.
You didn't, because we had to go and clean it up after
you. Yeah, I was going to say, your judgment, though, you came trundling back into the annex.
I did try.
Judgment. I would have gone in the other direction. I would have called a cab myself and run away.
Oh, it so would have found its way back to me.
I'm ready to have another one, people.
It wasn't that. But I do know that as I
You did do something. Cleaning up, and you're,
I tried my best.
Yes, yes.
Because it was
in that state. There is, and I think
it was a Mr. Wolf cleanup.
I think my
fast.
my response to you was more as a friend and as someone who has been there, not been at my best, or have been the one at certain parties. That things
when Oscar said we've all been there, he's talking to me. The three of us, we've all been.
Things get away from you.
You do.
Right. My concern, it was multifold.
Oh, there was, and you really were concerned, and don't think I don't appreciate it.
My concern
was
if we had to call an EMS, if you had a concussion, if you were okay, did I need to call Carrie? Did I need to call your father? Did I need to figure something out to make sure everybody was aware and comprised the situation? I figured out right away that most of what looks like in this picture, a man who went 12 rounds with Leon Spinks, perfect. That was more of your, I guess, in attempt to clean up. It was just dried blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So once I took an alcohol swab and cleaned his head and cleaned his chin.
He was so sweet.
I was like, oh, this is just a busted nose. I see what happened.
And it was a great bleeder. They got some pressure on it. They put a Band-Aid on it. And the bleeding had ceased by the time I got home.
Which time for your dinner with your daughter for her 18th birthday?
That was the other concern. I said, dude, I don't think you're going to make it to dinner tonight.
And I believe my reply to that was...
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You make it up to your lovely daughter.
I did. I did. Yeah. A great moment with my wife when she got home that afternoon and she woke me up. And by that point, the bleeding had started again and caked around my lips. So really, I had crusty blood all around my face. I looked really like I had been in. I looked like one of the sequels of Psycho. Right. I was wearing an Iowa hoodie pullover. And you know the Iowa logo that's yellow?
Yes.
Yeah. It was orange because it had taken a lot. But you know, the spray and wash worked and it's all yellow now. I got Mac drove me home. And, you know, I think Mac is probably.
You're all over the place. You said you had a great moment. What's the great? Because we have
Let me just real quick get to the great moment because I want to say Mac drove me home.
This is like watching you walk from the annex into the bathroom right now.
Mac was the perfect person to drive me home because he doesn't talk. So there was very little required of me on the ride home.
Right.
By the time I got home, Mac made sure I got inside. I laid down in my bed. And I was out about 4:30 that afternoon. Carrie got home. She looked at me. She said, "What happened?" I said, "I fell." She looked at me and she says, "A lot of blood on your face." I said, "Yep." She says, "I don't think you should go to dinner tonight." I said, "I think you're right." And I went back to bed till 4 in the morning.
Oh, and, my God. Wow.
But I woke up feeling pretty good considering.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. I'm glad. And that was nice because after that, she updated me and Carl on everything. Just let us know that you were doing fine.
Yeah. Not a single symptom the following day.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Sorry. That continues into 2019.
Well, I'll say this. Did you have two black eyes the next day?
No, my eyes never blackened.
So you never broke your nose.
See, that's that athletic constitution he's got. I would have busted mine. Anybody would have busted it.
Oh,
him. Not him. It's just like, hey, let's
go. The only thing I broke was four
tiles.
Let's
go see a Marx Brothers show. We'll take a break.
It was Laurel and Hardy.
All right. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're running super ridiculously late right now.
Buddy, this is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail.
A new promo for 2019. That's fantastic. All right, we have work to do this week.
Yes, we do.
Lots of work to do. Like buku, new ridiculous Year's work elves. To do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love my Sleep Number bed. That is a fact. And, you know, I told you, the guys that were giving me funny looks when I was doing Jennifer brought a frame in now. And, you know, you go to these furniture stores now and they get frames that can go around your Sleep Number bed.
Of course.
And it's wonderful. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. They'll let you kick off 2019 right with proven quality sleep. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side so it's just right for both of you. The new beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, just visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Come in during the January savings event and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
I'm glad everything is well recovered. And everybody else had a pretty good time. It was all right?
Was even Josh Murphy, after his, I would say, good 20-minute nap, he woke up.
Refreshed.
Everyone dusted themselves off. And really, as far as a party's concerned, regardless of Spiewak and the cleanup, which was fine, it was a Christmas party. It's what you expect.
Yes.
And celebration, then the holiday began. Disappointment, concern, and then celebration.
A positive, everything great. Yeah.
So just as a follow-up, how did it, you know, after the fact, you know, I know your daughter's resilient. She's cool. And you're there with her and you do great stuff with her. And so when did you... you know, how did you feel the next day when you first of all, you wake up at 4 o'clock. Are you fully awake or do you go back to sleep? What happens after
that? I got up and I took
a tell you, that's tough the day after.
I took a shower and then I went back to bed for another hour or so. And then by that, it's like 6 o'clock and, you know, the day begins. And I checked with Carrie. I said, how was the meal with the kids last night? She said it was fine. You should go talk to Julia. And I did. And Julia was amazingly understanding. I said, Julia, I feel really, really bad. If I could have it back, I would have been there. But I hurt myself. It was an accident. I certainly didn't do it on purpose. And I'd like to apologize. Yeah.
I'll catch you on your next 18th birthday.
Oh, God. I said, see, and as you know.
That's where he's cruel. That's it. See, he'll take care of you when it's really, when it hits the fan. Or if somebody needs somebody, he'll take care of you. But
well, as I said to her, I said, 21's the real big one. Yes. I said, so what? You can buy cigarettes now. Big deal. So you can vote. Another, big deal.
Was that her actual birthday? I forgot.
No. We had already, her birthday, we had done, you know, like cards and presents earlier. Her birthday was the 18th, December 18th.
Oh, so
is
okay.
It was just a dinner. It was just a dinner.
So did you take her out another time?
We went out and saw Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins Returns.
Yes, forgive me. I got the title
how
wrong.
How did you like it?
Of course I loved it.
Okay, of course you did. Of course
it
you
was
did.
The, it was Mr. the second best thing of the holiday. The first best thing was every time someone said, what happened to your nose?
Oh, wow.
Oh, how do you explain that? Yeah, that's a great explanation.
I said, I had a little accident, and if they pressed, I'd say, drank too much, fell down.
Wow. Wow.
You know, but you know what? If you're that
the
open about
will
it,
set you free.
They really don't press you.
Yeah. I've always loved the line, because I'm also taking a hiatus. I don't know when because I didn't have the event to cause it. I just felt like not drinking.
Yeah, I
didn't drink New Year's Eve.
I think it's
thing. I haven't had a drink, and I might be, I'm not sure. Carl and I both kind of came to that decision that we're dialing it back because it's just, it doesn't make you feel good. And so we decided, you know, we don't socialize enough anymore to make it something where we want to do it. And we love our mornings. So that was kind of where we were with it.
I think it's a thing I saw on social media called Dry January, where people just take January off from drinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that I've now lost 35 pounds. So I'm very happy about that.
Oh, snap. Through the holidays? You made it through the holiday.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. Mm-hmm. I'd lost about 32. 33, you know, when you have diverticulitis, the third of the Mike O'Mara, one bad hip, two bad hips, bad gut trifecta, you know, and I'll have all the details.
That's the worst Dr. Seuss book, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it's great because you lose the weight and you can go on the kids' rides and then they can, strap you in still where they have to force feed you into this roller coaster. And maybe it was the pressure on the abdomen. Maybe it was the bad eating during the holidays, but all I know is, I'll know more when I have a meeting with my colorectal surgeon on January 15th.
Surgeon?
More. Yes, surgeon. Yes, it's time. Eee. It's time to cut out the bad part. That's it. Yeah, I thought, you know, well, I took 2018 off. Might as well dive right back in. Yeah, get the scalpels out. Mike's back in town. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
And they
how
give
are you?
You
anyway?
Can they give you a cadaver colon?
No, I don't think they can. Oh, but okay. I've got lots of information that. That's coming. But no, this was before all that. And I think at one point during my most recent stomach issues, I looked at my wife. I said, well, I lost the weight. I quit drinking. That's going to put me in the fucking hospital.
You shocked your system.
Yeah.
I. You know what? It's like my body goes, please, Santa, eat donuts and pancakes and drink whiskey until you can't see straight. Yes, siree. This health stuff is for the birds. Yeah, I told the guys right before we went on the air here that I would not have been able to do a show yesterday or the day before or the day before that. That's how bad it was. This was the first day. As I predicted to my wife, I think sometime Saturday morning, he said, no, I feel horrible now. I'll be fine just in time for the show because I give them all of it. They get all of it. I turn into channeling my inner Al Pacino. That's the way it goes. But I'll have all the details on Legoland and all. The kid had a good time. You know,
hey, the kids love it.
Yeah, it's about the kids.
The kids, well, but Daddy was excited because in his new svelte form, he's able to go on some of these ridiculous rides.
You look good. There was
for either children or 3'4" people.
There was a picture of you in front of a Lego Mirage hotel.
Yeah,
and I thought you looked great.
It's a mini Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. That was Daddy's most exciting moment. It's like, hey, look at this.
It's look at just this. Like
the MGM Grand right
and
here.
I still have all my money.
Yeah, well, this is fantastic. I can't go in the door. It's too small. Can't go in the door. It's too small. Can't get in there and do that. But, you know, Happy New Year. It's a new year. I have so much that I haven't gotten to. Well, we dealt with you, and everything is fine.
Everything
now.
Is fine. Yes. And I apologize.
Cool. On the home front, everything's fine.
The holidays are past, and we all got through the holidays.
All right. On that note, we're going to take
Jamie,
a break.
Jamie, just a quick tip in. Yes. Jamie Cerrito, he literally, we throw Rob in Mac's car.
Yeah.
And he closes the door, and I'm waiting for everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
Right? Because that's Jimmy. Everything's going to be
Jimmy.
Okay.
Always Mr. Positive.
He said, oh, he's so getting a divorce.
Oh, no!
We'll take a break. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more
that on a t-shirt.
We'll be right back on the mic.
It's that time again, folks, for resolutions. You know, to quit smoking, lose weight, get out of debt. And we all know that these are going to be broken by the end of the month. So why don't you make one you can't break, like buying the TMOS bonus show. So for the next year, you'll be true to a promise of fun and laughter. Head over to themichaelmarishow.com, click on the bonus show banner, and start this resolution right now. Let's head back to our own baby new year, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, Paulie.
Paul Christine, Mike.
Paul Christine, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Let's face it, your family is a bunch of rubes who practically ruined your holidays. They didn't get you one single thing on your Christmas list. Boo!
Boo!
Who wrote this?
So I don't know.
Take that matter into your own hands. Give yourself the gift of giving. Just take a virtual trip to the TMOS Shopping Center, your 3-in-1 shopping destination featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. I love them all. I've made purchases at every location. Yeah. They're fantastic. Macy's.com has got its specific little niche. So does Target and Walmart. You already love these sites, but now they're even better because now when you shop them through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So don't deprive yourself. Treat yourself right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the fearsome foursome of online shopping excellence. Buy yourself something nice. You deserve it.
News.
Here we go.
Boo. Happy 2019, everybody. The Golden Globes aired last night. I watched every minute of it. Even I taped it and
Why
then waited.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Because it was so bad last night. It's so fragmented right now.
Yes.
There are so many different programs. I have so little awareness of everything that's out there. I do, I'm okay with the movies. And by the way, Black Klansman and Black Panther, if you haven't checked them out, please do. I'm late to the party on both of them. They're both great movies. They really are. The Golden Globes aired last night. It ended about 10 minutes ago. Jeff Bridges continued to channel the dude while accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. He was always like this. I think he's known to be like, hey, man, this is the way it's supposed to be. But he had a great, great speech. It was just so laid back California.
Do you want to hear a taste of it? Just a little taste of it? Good. Sure. Here's Jeff Bridges last night.
2019 begins.
Tagged, right? We're all alive right here, right now. This is happening. We're alive, man. We're alive. We can make a difference. We can turn this ship in the way we want to go, man. Towards love, creating a healthy planet for all of us.
All I thought of, Mike, was him as a whale.
Here, we can turn this. And by the way, when you get the real Jeff Bridges, you don't get that Western guy.
No, that's obviously an affectation he uses.
There's
no.
a little of it, but not a
but
lot of it.
But it's more this.
And by the way, have either one of you seen Bad Times at the El Royale?
No,
I have
no,
the disc.
No.
I'm going to watch it.
Run to it. I thought it
really?
Was fantastic. I've got, you know, I'm not going to mention them all every day because I'm late to the party on all of them. They're all basically pay-per-views that I watch. But Bad Times at the El Royale, Black Panther, best superhero movie I think I've ever seen, and the other one is Black Klansman. just incredible. I mean, really, really wonderful stuff. The New Year's is a time for new beginnings. 2019, also a year of endings. Here are all the movie and TV finales coming your way in the next 365 days. Stop playing the whales, because I'm just looking at Jeff Bridges and Beau Bridges down in the front. You know?
Yeah, there's my baby brother winning another big award. Yeah.
All right, here's what's ending. The Star Wars Skywalker saga.
Yeah, the 9th episode.
That finally brings an end to the family drama that stretched over 3 chili. Okay, so what? I know, my kid likes it, but Game of Thrones will be ending. The Marvel Cinematic Universe as we know it. Avengers Endgame, that's ending. The Marvel thing, anybody?
Yeah, supposedly this would be the Endgame, but the pipeline for movies are... It's,
and all they need is one superhero from the Avengers to spawn a new trilogy. So
yeah, so the cinematic universe, I mean, that story arc might end, but they have movies slated for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and at number 4, this will be ending. And by the way, note to self, the first time in 2019, I will piss off a segment of our listening audience.
Good.
The Big Bang Theory will be ending.
No!
They were all on, well, 3 of the main cast members were on stage yesterday at the Golden Globes, and just looked bored and wealthy.
Yeah, they looked bored and wealthy. They did.
They weren't, you mean they weren't sensational when they were on stage?
Oh, they're so done with it. It's just ridiculous. Gotham will be ending.
Can you say it like Mr. Freeze?
I only
Freeze?
Got through half of them, that's all.
Can you say Gotham like Mr. Freeze?
Gotham. Can you be called Batman? Gotham.
Nice.
There we are. It's a Gotham.
Love it.
The most exciting game of the NFL's wild card weekend was arguably the last one. Oh, Bears fans.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And by the way, Chris Collinsworth, if he was not an Eagles fan, I don't know what... He sounded so pro-Eagles. I didn't have any skin at that game whatsoever, but he sounded like he wanted the Eagles to win. He was giddy when that guy hit the upright. Is it Parley? Whatever his name
Parkey.
Is. Anyway,
Cody
what is it?
Cody Parker. Parker.
Oh, this guy. This is the loser of losers in the NFL. And by the way, when I say it out of love. Because for anybody that's going to really throw darts at the guy, hey, put your ass on the line
sure.
in front of all those people, okay? That's a guy that's got stones that does it. I hope he bounces back. Anyway, the Eagles beat the Chicago Bears.
That's a poor choice of words, Mike.
Sorry about that. They scored a go-ahead touchdown with a minute left. Just trying to get through it, Rob. But then they almost lost on a last-minute 43-yard field goal by Chicago. Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey came Parkey. In to kick a field goal. Do you have the
yeah, I do,
the
as a matter
dunk?
Of fact. I do.
Because this was a double dunk.
It's yes. Actually, they called it, Mike, a double doink.
Doink.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. And, oh, he hits the upright again. Dun-dun. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out onto the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back.
I do not see the guy coming back to the Bears.
Brought back to the spot of the kick. It will be Philadelphia.
Did this hit
ball.
The upright and the crossbar?
Poor guy.
Yeah, it looks like it bounced off the crossbar as well.
Five
oh
times.
Oh, my goodness.
The I
Bears
mean,
season's going to end on a double doink.
That's true. But anyway, so
Eagles
so
fans
sad.
Rejoice. The Chris Freights of the world, they
exactly.
rejoice. But if you're
oh,
Bears
I hope
fan,
Chris wears a T-shirt man. For political persuasions this week.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Earlier yesterday, the L.A. Chargers eliminated the Baltimore Ravens. That game seemed like a Chargers blowout until the Baltimore Ravens rallied late. Ravens ran out of gas. Saturday night, the Dallas Cowboys came from behind, take down the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle's loss ended a run of 9 straight victories in playoff openers, which was the longest streak in the NFL. Earlier Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts cruised to a victory over the Houston Texans. Wasn't really into that one. Let's see. Next week, the Colts take on the Chiefs, and the Cowboys take on the Rams. Sunday, the Chargers will take on Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots before the Eagles face the Saints as it continues. And
I'm so sorry, Redskins fans.
Yeah. They were not involved. There was a documentary that came out back in 2004 called Super Size Me about how unhealthy eating at McDonald's can be. I think I've had the guy on one of my shows. I know I've talked
Spurlock.
To him.
Spurlock?
Spurlock was on.
Yeah.
After it came out, McDonald's made some changes to the menu to try to be healthier. Well, they're all done with that, ladies and gentlemen. according to a leaked memo, get yourself excited because we'll have a taste test. McDonald's is going to roll out Donut Fry.
Ooh. Ooh.
Donut Fry.
Donut Fry.
Donut fries. Yes.
Damn.
You'll be able to get a half dozen or a full dozen of the donut sticks as part of their breakfast menu. We don't know specifically when they're going to debut in February, but we do know they're only going to be available for a limited time. Oh, boo.
I know one thing you can be sure of. No one's going to that orders them is going to order six. Everyone's going to order 12. And also, 12. Mark my prediction, dipping sauce. There'll be some sort of dipping sauce for this.
Sure. Yeah. Syrup. A new survey found it takes the average person 4 days to get back into their routine once the holidays are over. If you count New Year's Day as the last holiday, then we're now on day six. Here are the top 10 things that make it hard to readjust. Mm. Gentlemen, feel free to weigh in.
All right.
Number 10, you want to exercise, but you can't get motivated.
Oh, ding. Absolutely.
You feel there's nothing to look forward to now.
Ding.
Yeah, I say that.
It feels like ages before you'll have time off work again.
Ding. Ding.
Readjusting to your routine feels boring.
Ding.
Yeah.
The excitement of Christmas is past.
Ding.
January feels like the longest month of the year.
Ding.
You just feel tired and sluggish in general.
Ding.
We know we've got another 2 months of winter left.
Ding.
The days are still short and it gets dark early.
Ding.
The weather is horrible, which is just depressing.
Ding.
Congratulations, you hit them all.
Hey, and they left out number 11.
What's that?
Blood loss.
Blood loss. And now we have a little something something. There is a 28-year-old woman named Deanna Seltzer from Lake Worth, Florida.
Lake Worth, Florida. Now, where is that in that great state?
South of West Palm, north of Boynton Beach, and east of Green Acres.
I can almost picture it.
She lives with her parents, Rob, and last week she really wanted to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Sure.
But her parents... who she lives with at 28, said no. And that made Deanna so mad, she punched her mom, flipped over the dining room table, and ran at her dad with a kitchen knife, threatening to kill him.
Nice. Mm-mm.
Florida, Florida. The cops came, and Deanna was arrested for domestic battery, battery of a person over 65, and aggravated assault. As far as we know, she never did wind up getting to Outback. When asked why all this happened, she just said, in the Outback, where there's wood, there's flavor. I didn't want to do no rules just right. I didn't want to do it. It was too obvious, but I like where there's wood, there's flavor.
Flavor.
Hey, you got mine. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and blood loss pre-whack right here. On a very festive Welcome Back to 2019 show.
So lightheaded.
With Mike O'Meara. Yes, I know. I'm surprised you healed up. You're almost like Charlie. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the show.
2018 was an unforgettable year. Mike got two new iPhones. Rob landed a starring role in an HBO series. Oscar kept it tight. And Pony gave up smoking. 2019 will be just as memorable.
With more fun and more thrills.
And you can get it through the TMOS channels on Instagram and YouTube, the TMOS app, and as always, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Stay tuned. This coming year is going to be the best one yet.
Yeah, the fun was really a result of 2018, though. Let's be honest. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Extra, extra, read all about it, big. Actually, there's no need to read. Just listen. Did you know that in formal standard German, the word extra is a prefix attached to a following noun? In colloquial German, however, it's often treated like a real adjective. For example, das Eisen ganz extra reset von meiner Mutter. Which, of course, means this is a very special recipe of my mother.
Of course.
Which proves... that even overseas, everybody loves extra. So, why not treat... This is good. This is good. See, this means you're all back. So, why not treat yourself to some extra TMOS? Jawohl. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is a sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that's extra good. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, little buddy, and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Don't fall down now. Spread some extra cheer, bonus show style. Get extra happy by giving back. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and thank you with extra sugar on top. We appreciate that. Let's open up that audio vault with Mr. Slippery Spiewak. Yes.
Lose a little extra blood. We talked about the Golden Globes, but my favorite story is a Chrissy Metz story, and it happened on Facebook Live before the Globes.
Show before
the show.
Did
you watch the Globes?
I watched clips of the Globes. I did not bring myself to watch the Globes.
I watch it.
I don't like the Globes.
It's as...
She looked great.
It's as fun and as boring as everyone has always said.
Do you have a 16 by 9 screen?
The thing about the Golden Globes, I watched it recorded.
Okay.
Late. Yeah. After the golf tournament was over, because the golf tournament was on the Golf Channel in Hawaii, and they didn't end up until 10 o'clock.
Oh, they don't care when they're in Hawaii. Yeah.
With that, Aloha. So they don't care about it. And so I'm watching it. And even fast forwarding through the commercials, it was a suck fest. But by the way, I think that Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh are getting way too much crap. I thought they pulled it together.
It wasn't horrible.
There's been worse, but there's been better. Recently, there's been better though.
Yeah, by the way, I also think the Golden Globes in relation to the Academy Awards are going to be completely out of whack. I think it's going to be a different deal. And did I need to take clarification. Did I recommend Green Book to people? Because I saw that.
You did.
Okay, good. I'm glad I get, because that won a Golden Globe. I'm very happy about that.
Chrissy Metz was on, and they were interviewing her on Facebook Live in the pre-show, and they were going to throw it to Alison Brie. Now, Alison Brie is lovely. She's on the show Glow.
Yes.
I think she's great. She, next to Marc Maron, is my favorite thing on the show. But I guess that Chrissy Metz doesn't agree because her mic stayed live just a little too long.
Do you know a girl named Alison Brie?
Do I?
Well, I hear she's at the other end of the carpet.
Oh. Let's go see Alison Brie.
Whoever.
I'm like, do I? She's such a baby. Well, look, I'm just overjoyed to be here with one of my dear friends.
Let's hear that just isolated, her reaction to Alison Brie. This is Chrissy Metz. Everyone's America's sweetheart, Mike. Chrissy Metz.
Do I?
He's such a bitch.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
And
duty.
Really not even called for.
Also,
you don't know the relationship they have.
We don't.
Have
we
real
don't
bitch
know. But
no, but in that, I'm saying in that red carpet situation, not called for.
The internet is full of detectives, and once this broke, people had recorded it. They put it on Twitter and on Facebook, and now there are like Venn diagrams of how the relationship has transpired over the years.
I saw a picture of them at the, pardon the expression, the SAG Awards. They looked friendly together there.
Okay, so they know each other, right?
Have they worked together? Now, they have not worked together from what I saw, but there are people out there saying if they have some sort of beef, it may not be as, there might not be as much vitriol as we think. Because
it might be a joke.
It might be a throwaway some girls say, oh, she said, you know, or some guys say he's such
a
yes. Right. Now she's walking away when she's saying this, so we don't know. But live television or live streaming will do this to you.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You must be careful.
You really have to be careful.
Now there was one moment.
You never know where they can hide a microphone. I'm sorry.
Someday.
God, you can't make jokes about anything anymore.
I think it's hilarious.
Thank you.
One bit that I did enjoy.
All right, go ahead.
Did you like when they kicked Jim Carrey out of his seat?
I thought that was funny. That was reasonably funny.
I thought this was they did a flu
the
shot.
Jim Carrey made it funny because Jim Carrey's
Jim
funny.
Carrey made it funny. And this is they noticed that he was sitting up front. And that's the only thing that blows my mind. The Globes looks like it's being thrown in a Comfort Inn. It is a tiny dining room.
It's so tiny.
Anyway, here's what they did to Jim Carrey. I liked this.
Jim Carrey is nominated for his show Kidding.
Yeah. And I gotta say, I knew Jim Carrey's paintings, but I had no idea he had done acting. He was really good.
Although I am seeing that Jim Carrey's sitting up front tonight in the movie section, even though he's nominated for a TV show.
Ooh, yeah, that's not gonna work. I'm so sorry, Jim, but we're gonna have to ask you to vacate the movie section and go sit with the TV folk.
I just finished a film. It's called Sonic the Hedgehog. Comes out in November.
Oh. Well, you know, come back next year. I'm sure it'll be nominated.
All right, I'm going. Should I take my dinner, too? I wouldn't want to leave any of my DNA in the film section.
Yeah. Jim, please don't make this any harder than it already is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I see your lips moving, but there's a delay. It takes a long time for the sound to get this.
It goes on.
Yeah. But I thought he saved that. I liked that.
Let me, and we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you guys, you know, I'm 59 years old, and I remember, thank you very much, I remember these award shows being a big deal. Is there a chance they're going to go by the by? The people are just getting
too cynical. I think
they
are, and you know, I don't think it's cynicism. I think it's the amount of material that's out there.
It's just
there's too much.
Interesting.
I think they're
going
to have to change the format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really are. It's just getting so tedious.
Because if it's boring for us, and we have been brought up to think that it was a must-see appointment television experience,
it's not.
Imagine how boring it is for people in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's I think it's going
to
go.
I think it needs to be a shorter presentation where mostly they just read the winners and then Chrissy Metz calls them a bitch. I have to play this for Oscar. The Bachelor comes back tonight. Woo! I know that's big news for you. And here's the preview that they're leaning on. They think it's funny that this lady, to get the attention of the Bachelor.
He's a virgin, by the way. You should know that.
Yeah, he's very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm riveted.
You know, we should have Pony send a tape.
Yes.
We'll have something on him later on in the week.
She fakes
we have a spotlight on Pony and making him a better person.
Spotlight.
Not for himself, but for you, the listener. Thank you.
She fakes an Australian accent. She thinks this is her secret to winning.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree.
Bree.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent, it's Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
I don't know what you think about it.
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds right, good. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
What a moron. And what
idiots.
A bad show.
Oh,
and before I play my final tape, I have to ask you, did you watch The Masked Singer?
No, I did not. No, I didn't have the pleasure.
Please, please set your DVR to watch what is the most colossal IQ lowering hour I have ever spent in my entire life.
We have to keep Nick Cannon employed.
Well, he's, you know what? How about this? He was the best part of it.
Oh, my God. That bad. All right.
Anyway, let's close with this. We talked about the double doink in the Eagles-Bears game, and that was pretty good coverage with Chris Collinsworth. But if you really want to know how important this play was, Mike, you have to go to the Spanish coverage. So let's go to NFL Spanish and listen to them make the call. We close with this.
Pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap, le mete el pie, distancia, dirección, le dio el poste, no, falló, no señor, los Eagles se van con la victoria, ay papá, no señor, Chicago, nos vamos para New Orleans.
I take it these are the Eagles announcers?
Well, Mike, as always, I'm required to give the name of the announcer. That, of course, with the call, Sam Rosen. that's your magic audio vault. Happy New Year, everybody.
Another one is in the can. Right, thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, it's tomorrow, by the
tomorrow.
Way. Been a long time. We've been gone for a couple of weeks. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift, even for yourself, even after the holidays. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's as easy as pie, just as tasty. Please support TMOS. And if I wasn't supposed to read that, let me know after the show. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sorry, I was showing a picture of Rob's thing. I forgot to do my stuff. Sorry.
Okay. Wasn't my thing.